Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The work plan for 2016-17 includes an item when the group of experts recommended that an additional activity be added, and this was to focus on updating the best practice guidance for effective methane drainage and recovery in coal mines. In particular, the group of experts recommended that it should be expanded to cover outburst hazards and prevention methods, and it set a timetable for preparing and publishing the new or the revised edition. I now have a copy of the revised, so it's the second edition, and there is also a version on the website, I think only in English at present. So I'd just like to take you through what we did, the changes that we made, which we believe improved the guidance document. The first thing we tried to do is clarify ambiguities in the original document and remove some minor errors that had crept by us. We added a section on gas capture from open cast mines. The section on VAM was revised and updated. We included use of gas from abandoned mines in the document. And at the request of the group of experts, the cost data and the chapter on economics was also brought up to date. We added some new case studies, including one on outburst prevention based on best practice in Australia. So, and I would like to thank all the contributors who helped in the writing of this new material in the revision. So we had Ray Pilcher, Mike Cote, Richard Mattis, Clark Talkington, and also many others who submitted additional material to us, which we've incorporated and referenced. So I would like you, if you could look at the version on the web before we get to the printing stage and see if you have any additional comments or you can spot some glaring errors or glaring omissions that we can rectify before we go to hard copy. Perhaps Bronco can enlighten us on what the publication stage might be and the timing might be on that.